This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See this on air here now, Genesis. You and I have both have what's called terminal NFS syndrome. Terminal not full of shit syndrome. Yeah, hi, John. Now, you got to understand here, people. There's three things we're going to do that will either irritate our other co-hosts, because sometimes people think they can come on my show because I want them on to kind of pump me up. I don't need pumping. I bring them on so I can promote them. When I look at you, I consider you in your own category of equal superior intelligence and honesty to tell the truth to save people's ass. And you don't mind if somebody says something stunned, you're going to correct them on air. Not being mean, but you're going to correct them like a good professor.
Correct.
Because if they do something that's going to hurt your audience, that puts our in danger the human race right now, for example, our brothers in Israel, and I have brothers and sisters that are related to me and you, they're in Israel, and unfortunately the dumbasses running that state have got, I think, 70% of the population have been vaccinated now. I mentioned this to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I'm trying to get her on. She said, I'm booked right through to June. Listen, interviewing with secular people, or people who are at garden level, I call kindergarten level, understanding this disaster, is like not talking to the tank commander when you got artillery shells coming at you. I'm the tank commander, okay? I have the solution both with epigenetic frequencies and nutraceuticals that go way beyond, you know, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and baking soda. I have things that not one person will get sick with my nutraceuticals. Now I have the EduCap. I have proof now the EduCap will reverse the genetic damage caused by these goddamn vaccines. Now, the problem with our society is we don't realize there's lots of things happening to us. You got the open border, you got the vote to be the economic debt go right through the ceiling, but these dumb Democrats, I call demon rats. We think of the same thing, by the way. You and I independently came up with the same damn thing as Judge Pirro. Call them demon rats. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
Our brain were on the same, I call God wavelengths. You know, God saying, say demon rats, say demon rats. And you and I picked up the same radio signal. Isn't that funny? So anyway.
Well, if you saw the show that I just put out this morning, or late last night, but basically for this morning, I called it. I predicted it months ago. You know, I was,
I was doing shows
where I was kind of joking, and I was saying, you know, welcome to Wells Fargo. Can we see your vaccination certificate, please? Oh, how you doing? Yes, we'll see you here at Applebee's in just a few minutes. We just want to make sure that your vaccine certificates are up to date. Or, you know, hi, welcome to the Los Angeles Coliseum. You're here for the sporting event today. Fantastic. Let me see your COVID vaccine certificate. So I actually predicted it. I was kind of in a joking way, but I told people, look, this is going to be a reality. They're going to push this. They're going to come out with this. Well, the New York State, which is where I predicted it would happen in New York or California, they have rolled out what they're calling the Exelsizer Pass, which is basically an app that you would download on your phone, and you would download it, and you would then get a piece of paper, kind of show me your papers, and it would buzz if you were vaccinated, you would get a green light. If you were not vaccinated, it would not buzz, and you would not be allowed into that venue. They just started rolling it out at the Barclays Center for the Brooklyn Nets game, and just a few days ago, about a week ago, they tried it again at the New York Rangers hockey game. So, folks, if you don't think that this is reality, then you're not paying attention, number one. Number two, you're listening to BS news that's not giving you the truth, number two. And number three, you need to start watching my show and other people's shows that are going to tell you the truth. We are already here. The mark of the beast has arrived.
Now, let me fill you in on a couple of additional things that even happened in the last few days. You know that there's an area called the VMAT2 gene area. They're called the God gene area, right?
I have heard that, yes.
I got the information this over a decade ago because I have contacts inside DARPA. And they actually sent me this stuff because I have contacts inside the NSA, DARPA, and so on. And they tried to induct me to work on these weird projects on super soldiers back in 1978 at UCLA. So they've been spending billions of dollars and taking people with very high IQs. If they can twist you or compromise you. And by the way, once they compromise you, you know what they do? They used to give you a .22 caliber bullet to the forehead and left ventricle if you did something that pissed them off. My agents in the NSA said, and he was laughing when he told me this back in the mid-90s, he said, now what we do is we give you a lethal chip and they hit you with a very frequency to release a nanotoxin, and you'll die within minutes after they give you the nanotoxin by hitting with a scalar frequency. Now, once you got these goddamn vaccines, you're going to have not just a spike protein that can make you chronically inflamed with suppressing Th2 cytokines and causing you to have chronic autoimmunity or cancer or inflammation or cause your calcification of your pineal gland, which makes the God gene shut down, so no, you won't seek any religious higher power at all. You become like a psychopathic criminal. In fact, I can do the actual scans on someone. I first learned this back 40 years ago with Dr. Schelf at the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, who was doing PhD research on the underlying abnormalities of the brain of psychotic criminals. Like the movie Young Frankenstein, you have abnormal brains. When you take these goddamn vaccines, they make you have an abnormal brain over time. Now, the problem is, I am the only one on earth that has a solution. I tried to contact Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's too damn busy to come on. I don't care who you are. I'm the only one that has all the solutions. The EDUCAP oral vaccine. In fact, we're finally trying to negotiate with these guys in Vegas. Because at first, they tried to attach my patent and said, look, last year you guys took my ideas. You did an injectable version of it and proved the antibodies work. Dr. Bill Singh did it. It worked. Okay? I don't mind if you go do the injectable thing. Most people don't want an injectable. They want a pill they can swallow with a glass of juice and they're done. Right? And they don't want crap in it. They want heavy metals, adjuvants, and viruses and other shit. And the problem is they want nutraceuticals to protect them. They don't want toxic chemicals like ivermectin, which is a pesticide used in, you know, to get rid of pests, okay? Makes me laugh more. Carbon 60 from Siberia, you know, which is just a single radical oxygen grabber, okay? So what people need to understand, Dr. Deagle knows it all, and I had classified clearance, so I know what crazy bastards are doing. I did lectures on this back years ago, okay? So what's going on right now, the actual vaccine is not only the mark of the beast to track you, because they don't only want to have like the Moderna one can put a tackle on your hand. They want nanobots that can be inside you, can interface with your DNA and your brain. So eventually, like Minority Report, they can actually put ideas in your freaking head or control your emotions, make you kill, turn off, have sex, not have sex, turn into a transsexual, or whatever. They want to control your biology, and people say, oh, no, they can't do that. I say, you know what, you're a dumbass, and the only way you're going to survive is if you shut up and listen and start realizing that people like Josh Bernstein on Geopolitical and Dr. Deagle are the only ones that have the freaking answer, not only the other yahoos out there trying to get worship by listening to me in my show. Listen, we're in a catastrophe right now. We need the tank commanders and the generals like you and me, not the people who just want to jabber away, okay? I'm not into jabbering here. I'm desperate. And what I see happening is you're one of the most brilliant people who understands and you predict this because you can look at it logically and say, and then they go and do it. And then we say, well, that's not that bad. Guess what? They're just craving these maniacs for a new strain of the virus or a new virus so they can get a really good lockdown. And you won't be able to even leave your freaking apartment unless you have one of these things. It'll be like the Songbird movie that came out before Christmas.
Well, people don't get it. Let me give you some bad news and then hopefully some good news. The bad news is that this is going to continue for quite some time. You've got Israel doing it, and honestly, I mean, I would have thought Israel would have been the last country on earth that would ever force people against their will to take something or do something, you know, just like the Nazis did to the Jews. So to me, you know, it doesn't even make sense that Israel would even be part of this, not let alone leading the efforts. But the UK is also thinking about doing this. Canada is thinking about doing this, Australia, New Zealand, and many other countries around the world. Here's what's going to happen. If they start doing this and they start demanding that people show their vaccination certificates before they can travel in and out of different countries, what's going to happen is there's going to be millions of people like myself and many, many others in America and around the world, as I said in my video, that are going to resist this, okay? And when they resist it, guess what? They're not booking air flights. They're not booking hotel accommodation. They're not booking cruises. They're not booking tours. They're not traveling.
Therefore,
what's going to happen, many of these countries that are adopting these draconian, disgusting, tyrannical positions are going to be forced financially to drop this nonsense. It'll take about a year or so, but in the end, they will drop it, mark my words.
Absolutely. I got a question for you.
Sure.
If in 6 months to 9 months, 30% of the population become zombies, basically psychotic zombies, like, you know, killers in a ultra security in a prison, what are you going to do when 30% of Israelis or others become psychotic?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
So, Josh, we got John Springer. John, you want to ask a question of Josh? Go ahead. Because I think basically I'm seeing a combination of arrogance when I talked to Dr. Tenpenny. I was not impressed today. I actually said to her, she had lame excuses for not coming on my show.
Yes.
I know my audio is good to hear on Genesis. It's excellent. The guys there, George, he's the most brilliant audio guy we got. My board op, Dan, he's superior. And when we do all the videos, you know, it's not exactly perfect. I don't have an NBC studio, but now we're actually launching the idea that after April 1st, they're going to do 2 hours of radio, which will be even bigger because we're expanding our platforms. And the third hour, fourth hours, or hours on the weekend will be Zoom discussions, and you can always listen to them. They're all free. There's no charge. You can go to my thing, but I'm going to promote guys like Josh Bernstein because he has stuff behind his platform like Josh Bernstein Uncensored. You're not going to see on CNN or MSNBC or YouTube. You're going to see these yahoos when they're jabbering because they're a distraction.
Yeah.
My stuff, your stuff, there's no way they're going to allow YouTube or, you know, Spotify or anybody to say the things I say. I said 5 minutes of vaccine 2 weeks ago with Michelle on my first hour on Friday, and they banned me. I can't even put anything back on YouTube now just for saying I didn't agree with the World Horrors Organization or the, you know, the Center for Disease Creation, CDC.
Yep. Okay, my question...
Go ahead, John.
My question for you, Josh, is how is it going to be possible for the GOP or a third party to ever win an election after everyone has been given these COVID-19 shots?
Well, it's a good question. I guess I can answer that. Right now, we are working at the state level on changing election laws. Georgia is just passed a bill. It's getting ready to go to the full House, and they're going to debate it, and then hopefully it'll be signed by the governor. But basically, they got rid of the loophole that stole the election in Georgia. So we've got that. We've got no excuse. Absentee ballots are now gone in Arizona and in Georgia, and we're working on that in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. So we're basically doing what we can at the state and local level to change election laws. As far as the vaccines, I think it's just an education process of basically getting more and more people to understand that they're unneeded, they're unnecessary, they're unwarranted.
Completely unnecessary. Well, if you want anything, magic happens to be a solo pill, but we're doing this because we want them not only to be to block this virus or any future versions that may be more lethal. Like, for example...
Hang on. From a cerebral level, let's not even talk about the potentials of zombifications and all these other things that we're discussing. Let's just take it at a cerebral level of health risk, okay? Never mind the computing and the clouds and all this other stuff right now. Just taking it from a health perspective risk factor. You know, normally these types of vaccines take 5 to 6 to 7 years from manufacture, from testing to distribution to marketability to then, you know, putting it out there on the market. This is a long, drawn-out process that takes
time. And by the way, even then, they're still unsafe. I can prove you all these vaccines. I've spent many years now studying it.
This Operation Warp Speed cut all the corners. It cut every corner. They didn't do the testing that they normally do. They didn't do the trials that they normally do. They basically
did
one or two things, and they said, okay, based on these one or two things, we're going to move to the next step. They cut out all the red tape. They cut out all the bureaucracy, and they launched these things to the general public in 5 to 6 to 7 months. There is something fundamentally wrong about that, and this Operation Warp Speed is going to hurt and injure and kill many, many people. So taking it from a perspective of just from the health risk alone, I would say never get this vaccine.
I would say 1 in 50 to 100 people that take this vaccine are going to die. And of the others, all of them are going to develop health risks, like increased risk of heart attack, stroke, dementia, multi-organ system organ disease, autoimmunity, etc. And the problem is the cost of it. For example, let's say with health providers. There's a number of doctors who have taken this and got ITP and had a stroke or died right away within a matter of, you know, 24 hours to 72 hours. Or they got carpal tunnel syndrome, or they got thoracic outlet syndrome, or they couldn't move their arm. And people don't understand, if you do this to your military and you do this to the health professionals, what if, let's say 25% of them get so disabled they can't function in as a healthcare provider anymore? What the hell are you going to do? What are you going to do if you do this to your military and half your military can't function?
Yes. But again, gentlemen, my question was, how is this going to affect the next election? Is it going to be possible for a Republican or a third party candidate to win?
Well, let me give you my answer. Can I tell you a quick answer? I believe if we don't stop, the main stopping the vaccines is stopped by your show and my show, and shows like Dr. Tenpenny is against them, and Dr. Kerry Mahde in Georgia, and Dr. Dolores Cahill and others, with hundreds of doctors around the world. But the real danger is, even when you've been vaccinated, I'm the only one on earth who knows how to rescue somebody. The problem is, you see, the kind of medical and immunological damage to these things, the average doctor is clueless on how to treat it. And the problem is, when you have that situation, let's say, for example, we got one-tenth of American citizens are now vaccinated. If they succeed with Joe Biden, meaning I call the dementia Biden, he's basically a cyborg right now, or you might even call him an undead. Because you look at him, it's like, you look at his eyeballs, he's dead. And let's say him and his administration, same as Kamala Harris. Let's say they vaccinate, say, 70 million or 80 million Americans. What are you going to do if one-third of those, let's say 25 million, becomes uncontrollable psychopaths? Because they have no higher cortical inhibition of reptilian brain called the amygdala, and they become psychotic criminals. Like the people that are going to riot over the fact they wanted to prosecute these guys about this guy, Floyd, who died because he had heart disease and he had an overdose of drugs.
Yeah.
He was actually riding in the back of the car for 20 or 30 minutes before they even pinned him down and said, look, you're trying to run away. They were not blocking his airway. It's a standard procedure. There's no effect on the airway. I don't know. I'm also a medical doctor, worked with the police and firefighters for decades. The procedure they use does not touch the effing airway. If the attorneys and the other people don't know this, this guy died of a fentanyl overdose and heart disease, and then they're going to riot, and we want to take these police down. Listen, if you lose your police, you're going to end up having an armed public, and then if you disarm the public or try to disarm us, we're going to kill you so fast, you son of a bitch, as you can imagine. And I will release exotic technology to my believers, people like you, Josh, that's a lot more dangerous than guns. I'm going to release stuff that the human race will be scared shitless of when I release it. And I'm saying right now, bring it. If you are stupid enough to try to force vaccinate me and my family, and I argued with my younger son 6 months ago, you mean you're not going to take the vaccine, Bill? I said, I'd rather die in a hail of bullets than a hail of vaccines. If they try to come to my front door to vaccinate me, I'm going to kill them so fast and blow little pieces of their body all over my front yard. They can't even imagine how fast I'll kill them. And that's a guarantee.
That is the same exact sentiment of millions upon millions of patriotic Americans
right. That
do not want these evasive vaccines put into their body against their will.
Try to do that to me, and you're going to die, some bitch, and you're going to die in a way you can't even imagine. Because I'm creative.
They're in a dangerous position if they think they're going to force vaccinate us.
Well, they're going to do it by turning much of the population into zombies with the vaccines already because they're dumbasses. They got lemming syndrome. They go, give me my vaccine. Damn it. Not funny.
There's so
much. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. As far as when President Biden will sign it, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
the bill text will be rechecked, printed, and signed by the appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks will then deliver it to the White House for the President's signature. We expect that delivery to happen sometime tomorrow.
The bill passing both the House and Senate with no Republican support. The only Democrat to vote against the bill in the House, Maine Representative Jared Golden. A team of scientists is accusing the CDC of misrepresenting their research and its guidance on school closures. In an op-ed for USA Today, the three scientists urged the CDC to loosen the rules now and let all schools open their doors. They say science shows it's safe for schools to reopen. This is USA Radio News. The White House is defending the new administration's border policies.
President Biden has made clear from day one that he wants to change our immigration system. Doing so means truly building back better.
White House border advisor Roberta Jacobson telling reporters it will take time to repair and redo the immigration policies of the prior Trump administration. Jacobson continuing with the message for everyone in Central America.
Neither this announcement nor any of the other measures suggest that anyone, especially children and families with young children, should make the dangerous trip to try and enter the U.S. in an irregular fashion.
Veteran federal judge Merrick Garland is headed to the Justice Department.
The yeas are 70, the nays are 30, and the nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirming Garland as Attorney General on Wednesday in a bipartisan vote. You're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition...
They'll be desperate, like they'll be desperate psychotic killer, like on steroids or on crack.
Yeah.
So, Josh, John Spring, I want to give you a kind of an analogy. We had one guy, there was a little guy, I'd say maybe about 120 pounds, and I was a first-year internal medicine resident at the Vancouver General Hospital, and of course, even years ago, they would often lace marijuana with other things. You know, people think marijuana is safe, but it's not safe because they usually lace with other crap.
Yes.
Like angel dust or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm a toxicologist. I'm a board-certified toxicologist, too, among my all my certifications. Certified by the Department of Defense and the Pentagon and the Olympic team. Do you know that? You know I was a board-certified toxicologist, too?
Well, they check for drugs.
Right. You check for blood, and you know, like benzoylgonine or whatever, right, if you've got speed in you.
Yes.
So we had this kid. They came to the Vancouver General, and he's actually pitching a fit. And the orderlies realized this kid's, you know, had an overdose of something that was bad dope. Now, we're talking about 1977, right? Long time ago.
Yes.
And we had this kid before because he's been in the hospital before, and he's had some problems, and we managed to get him, and he put him supposedly into rehab. But he gets out because the doctors and the hospitals and the social system is stupid. And passive, just like they are in New York or in California right now, where they got this new guy that's been there in Los Angeles. And if you're a serial killer, you can get out and do half of your sentence, and all of a sudden you're out. See, no one should, to me, if they're a psychotic killer, ever get out of prison unless we prove you've got a normal brain. You still don't have a, like young Frankenstein, an abnormal brain.
Yeah.
If your brain's abnormal, your ass isn't going out of the prison. Period.
Yeah.
Now, if it's normal and you're now a repentant Christian, we'll put you in a halfway house, we'll monitor you, we'll have a tracker on your ankle, whatever, that kind of stuff. But if you're still a psychotic killer and you're bringing your biological scans and so on and blood tests show you're a freaking nutball and you're ready to kill people, you're going nowhere. Right? Does that make sense? But these do-gooder attorneys general and activists, people with a law degree, and by the way, some of the people who get law degrees aren't the smartest people in the apple barrel. they're pretty dumb. Or they're so freaking arrogant, they want to change the world, because our biggest problem in America is we're up to the eyeballs with lawyers.
Yeah.
85% of the representatives in our state and local government and federal government are attorneys. Donald Trump was an anomaly. He wasn't. He was a businessman. Yeah. He saw the business of America. He had three defects. I'm going to get my drink here. He had three defects. He is a narcissist, which means he's an egomaniac, which is can be bad if it's not restrained. He trusted family, like his son, Jared Kushner, who's a high-level member of Soros' clan and a member of the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. And yeah. He also didn't understand the people stabbing in the back, people like, you know, Mike Pence and other people in the Republican Party, right?
Yes.
So, if Trump had been able to talk to me and you about election fraud and other things, we would never be in this situation right now. We wouldn't be in the danger of being hit by a high-altitude weapon from North Korea or Russia to take out our power grid, and then everybody literally eats their neighbor or their dog because they're starving to death and they have no gas or electricity or heat or power. Yeah. Now, civilization is dying for lack of vision. There's a word, vision, okay?
Yes.
Now, when I talked to other people, and I went through quite a dialogue this morning with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I don't know if I'll ever have her on the show, because you have to show a certain amount of respect for me. You don't just say, I'd rather be interviewed from now to June by somebody else rather than Dr. Deagle, or do I want to listen to the most wise man in history that knows how to fix the goddamn problem, or I don't want to, you know, pump up my ego, or do I want to be embarrassed by him saying something that maybe he'll correct me on air, right?
Yes.
Now, you got to understand, I'm not here. She even made the statement, oh, maybe you want on my show to make me look good. Do you really think I want to kiss your ass so that I'm going to look good? No, I want to support your ministry if you're going to be honest and listen to me. And if you're doing something wrong, I'm going to correct you so you can do better, okay? But
yes.
One of the things about me, and people need to realize, I will never lie to you, but I will die for you.
Yes.
And that combination is the same as Jesus did when he came to earth.
Now that's so true, Dr.
Right. Now you got to understand this. I'm not put together like the average human. The average human wants you to kiss their ass, love them, whatever. I don't care what you do. In fact, I'd prefer you have strong emotions even if you hate my guts. But at least you check out the facts I have so it'll save your ass from either dying of a medical catastrophe or spiritually going into the lake of fire.
Yes.
So I'm not like anybody else on this network or anywhere else. You're not going to find me elsewhere. And that's why, as Moses was, I am. And as Aaron's rod was, my clay and iron ministry will be. Now, if you don't freaking listen to me, you're going to suffer for it. You know, Tex Mars? Tex Mars is a real good friend of mine. He ran Power Prophecy Ministries, and the guy was a brilliant guy, engineer and everything. But he didn't respect me, and he was in terminal heart failure. And I said, look, I can help you. I can reverse it. He's dead. David Dees, last year. He had melanoma cancer. He didn't listen to me. I said, I can reverse your cancer with IPT and chemo and my dendritic vaccines from Athens and so on, and my nutraceuticals. He's dead. Now, if people don't freaking listen to me, they either suffer or they freaking die. And my patience with it is not there anymore. Okay? I don't have patience. Now, if you ask nicely and treat me like with some respect, you can call into my show, 877-317-6432, or I can even call you back. I'm not going to charge you a cent. You can call from Germany. I'll call you back in my time, my dime. I do not care. I want to get the truth out to people before God says, you know what, Dago, I'm taking your ticket. You're going home now. I know you suffered long enough, a bunch of these knuckleheads that won't listen to you. I'm taking you home. You know what? My words, when I'm dead, will be more violent to them than when I'm alive, because they can't argue with me anymore. He's just an arrogant prick. He wants you to worship him. I don't give a damn. I could have billions of dollars in this patent. I don't want it. I will donate it to make sure people get EduCap. And I want to cut my price of my nutraceuticals to where I just make enough profit to keep my business open so I can do radio, take care of my family. People make excuses for not listening to me. So when I argued this morning, I got very ticked off at Dr. Tenpenny, because I'm thinking, she's making excuses.
Yes.
So do lots of other people. John Moore, similar thing. He doesn't want to come back on the program. Do you think there's any other host anywhere who knows more about any issue than I do? You've got to be kidding. I don't care if it's military, environmental, societal, economic, metallurgical, you know, supercomputing. There's no issue that involves the human race more than I know than any other human being's ever drawn breath. And yet, and by the way, and sometimes, as I mentioned to you the other day when you asked the question yesterday, you asked me a question how to pick up the plastic in the ocean. I did not know the answer. Will you ask me? I have a gift that if you ask me, God will tell me the answer or give me a direction to find the answer instantly. If I don't have the answer, I'll find the right pathway to go seek and get the answer. So when I was praying yesterday morning, and I was crying my head off because I was thinking, thank God that my daughter's still alive, because she had her second heart surgery, and one of the two reasons why they fired me at CECOM back in 1995 was because I found out that they actually blew the Merrill building with the same technology they did with 9/11, and they court-martialed him and fired me and gave me death threats. And I said to Major Swinder and the board right there, because I'm a nervy bugger, you're going to give me a check for $50,000 severance. You're going to give me a letter of reference so I can still take care of my family. And if you tried to call me, because I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op, I'll take all you bastards out because I know you sleep. Now, there's nice doctors or holistic doctors all over the world. You just heard recently one of my friends, Ian Watt, died. People, there's not a nice molecule in my body. You cross me, you'd be better off to have the devil himself after you because there's a nasty side to me you can't even imagine what I'll do to you. Okay? Legally or otherwise. Now, that frightens people because you know what? I'm your best protector, but you do not want to make me an enemy. God help you. Now, right now, by vaccinating these people, the American president, both of them, by the way, that includes Trump, and all these other industries and so on, are trying to make many of our citizens in our countries our enemies because they're going to turn them into zombies. But they become psychotic killers, like I found at the Biosocial Research Institute in 1981, and their light has gone over the areas to suppress their what's called reptilian brain. They're going to become out-of-control psychopaths. What are you going to do when a third or quarter of the population becomes uncontrolled psychopaths, say, in the next year or two? What are you going to do, people? Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Back. By the way, I'm going to have from the Gun Owners of America their legal counsel on. I'll probably have to move them over to Friday because they move Deborah back to tomorrow. Today I have on the third hour Mark Gaffney. I'd like you to stay over because I'm going to be in some deep stuff. You're not going to hear any show anywhere. One of the guys that I really like and I've subscribed to now is called Adam Weishaupt. Now, most people have what I call kindergarten or middle school level of knowledge about the dark side. You know,
yes,
like the movies
the
Eyes Wide
Shut. The Illuminati, yes.
Adam Weishaupt, by the way, is up there. He's like I call university level, but guess where I am? Well beyond university level. These guys, and I want to bring him on the show here, so I'm trying to interview Adam. And he does a lot of neat little videos and so on, because people don't see the embedded in his symbology. For example, if you hear the writings about the mother of Harry, you know, Prince Harry?
Yes.
He knows his mother was basically being persecuted. She was writing about how she could tell her husband's, the Queen, was shape-shifting. And the Duke of Edinburgh, right? Shape-shifting. Yes. Now, you got to understand people shape-shifting. They're not turning into a reptile. It's your astral eye, your spirit eye, seeing something that's so intense, even the average dumbass can see it. Now, somebody like me has been near-death experiences 4 times. I don't need to take ayahuasca and magic mushrooms and other shit in order to be able to see the spirit realm. I have to ignore it because it's there all the time. I can see the parallel dimension in the spirit world. I don't need to take crap to see it. So, even the average person like the Diana, and I really like Diana. She's a very beautiful, wonderful lady. You can tell she was a very kind heart. But just like Harry, who's got a decent person, his mother, who's a decent person, was persecuted, and we know that they set up to kill her because she knew about the reptilian. She knew about the reptilian origination. Now, you have to understand, they set up the Queen as the head of the British Authorized Registry. You know what that is? All the lawyers on Earth in 57 nations, including Russia and China, and Hispanic nations, et cetera, all belong to the Bar Association, the British Authorized Registry. They're porch masons, and at the head of a Masonic organization is the little friggin' Queen of England.
Yeah.
No wonder she was nervous when here's Markle, who's a very pretty mulatto girl, very brilliant actress, too. And they talk about the worry about the skin color of their children. And of course, Harry knows, and they're going to have another baby. Harry knows his mother, his grandma, is a nutball and that she is indwelt by transdimensional entities.
Yes.
Now, if you're inside one of these organizations, you have to understand that the most powerful thing you can do inside a high-level Masonic satanic order is to curse your own children by going through a Masonic ceremony.
and either doing a blood sacrifice of some other child so that they can actually, like the Wickerbar child's, sacrifice, so you can actually have one of these transdimensional entities enter your own son or daughter. Do you know that?
I know. It's very demonic.
Right. Now,
like
people want to argue with medicine. And they want to think it doesn't have anything to do with medicine. You know, I worked in psychiatric areas. I worked in neurology areas. And I would say a percentage of the time, I've seen whether I resuscitated over my whole life probably around 10,000 people. You know, right from almost dead to, oh, my God, they're still alive. Right?
Yeah.
Or else some died. That's a lot.
Yes.
And what I've discovered is that as a doctor, you can't ignore the spirit realm.
No.
I'll give you an example. I had one guy, and I was at the time a medical student at the Victoria General Hospital, and the senior resident was a really nervy cardiac surgeon guy, and he went and cracked this guy's chest because he went into cardiac arrest. He decided he was going to keep him going by massaging his heart. So he's there massaging his heart. He had the gloves right up to his elbows. And I started getting tired. Oh, man, I'm getting tired. It was after like 45 minutes. And he said, I need somebody else. So he looked over me and said, like, oh, this guy's got muscles. He's an athlete. So they hauled my ass over there, and I had to massage him. And after I started doing a better massage than that senior resident. And the guy woke up, help me, I'm burning in the lake of fire. He started screaming while I'm actually having my arms up my elbows inside his chest.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And a couple days later, we stapled up his chest afterward, and we put him on IVs and all the other things. We got a monitor.
Yes.
And he got a visit by his pastor and so on, and he got his sins dealt with and everything. And all of a sudden, his monitor went off, and we got alert. We got to get up to the floor to see this guy. And he go, beep, beep, beep. You know, we got up there. Me and some of my other medical school residents and the senior residents and the cardiac surgeons and so on. And we're all standing there, and all of a sudden, looking at the monitor, said, leave me alone. I'm at peace. I can see all my relatives. Now, while he was saying that he could see the relatives, I could see his relatives waiting at the head of his bed, foot of his bed.
Yes.
And guess what? Nobody did anything. They just realized, like, well, why? We're not going to pound this guy's chest. Just let him go. And when the monitor went, there was a big flash of light in the room, like a flashlight bomb going off. And the guy that I was working with, the medical student I was with, by the way, he was funny. He was a funny guy. He's from Arizona. He said, what the hell was that? I said, that's his spirit leaving. He's going down the tunnel. What do you mean, Bill? I said, he's out of here. He can tell that there was an absence feeling of that he's not in his body anymore, right?
That's right.
And I said to him, I said, well, he's gone. See, people want to deny this. They think the spirit realm doesn't exist, right? Now,
that's what they think, yeah. But it's,
I want to explain something to people. I did it yesterday. I'm going to repeat it, okay, for people. Moses probably died in the reeds, and he was resuscitated by the daughter of the Pharaoh. And it turned out he was a savant. He was a super genius, okay? And he was given the name Moses because he was actually designated by the high priest to replace the very weak and genetically inferior descendants that were supposed to be the actual biological son of the Pharaoh. And that's why his name Moses means he was designated to be the next Pharaoh, because he was so smart that even the high priest knew that he should be the next leader of the nation of Egypt.
Yes.
Now, he was down there actually watching all these people building various buildings, and one of the guards decided to kill one of the slaves, but he heard from a rumor that these slaves were actually of the same generic heritage to himself. He probably had some biological things about himself and about the people that were slaving, building bricks and so on, and building the building. He realized, I'm a Hebrew. He wasn't a, quote, Egyptian like the other Egyptians. He just would look different. So he killed the Egyptian guard, remember that? And so he headed off to the land of Midian for 40 years, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, you got to understand, the reason why Moses knew these things and knew this stuff, he was trained up to be a general, he was a doctor, he was a surgeon, and he knew how to make ormus, which is gold, to actually amplify healing. And if you had a general back in ancient Egypt or these ancient countries, they'd also be a surgeon or be able to tend your wounds and actually heal you from the battlefield. Do you know that all the generals were all doctors?
No, I was not aware of that.
And they were able to close up wounds with specialized, like, you know, the special forms of honey and ormus, which is monatomic gold, and do other things. But they're actually able to do all this stuff because every military leader was also a doctor. Did you know that?
Interesting. I did not know that.
Every single one. In fact, you wouldn't be qualified to be a military leader unless you could take care of your troops physically and be there to heal their wounds after the battlefield. So while they were wounded, you don't let them, you know, die of infections and so on. You pick them off the battlefield and try to, they often have a spear in them or a knife or whatever, and try to close their wounds up and heal them and get them out so that they can heal.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand, I realize the parallelity of myself because he died at birth and was resurrected. It opened up his astral spirit eye, so Moses could see in the spirit realm. So when they say he can hear by the voice of God, so can I. And the reason is because I died at birth 6 years ago, and 2 years ago almost died again. So I've had 4 near-death experiences, not one. That's why my other name is Dr. Lazarus. Now,
yes.
Every other person on earth, and I think this is the most important thing I'm going to say, is I'm not special. Every other person, no matter what your skin color, your age, your sex, whatever, every single person on earth has these nascent gifts in them, and I can lay on hands or on voice and I can open up their gifts. Yes. I don't know what their gifts are. Or I can even write, and believe it or not, if I can pray with you, and it sometimes takes time, I can tell your name, your Hebrew name, in Hebrew letters that's written on a white stone that's in the book of Revelation. You know I can give you your name? You know that I'm the only person on earth that can actually give you a Hebrew name by talking to God, and he'll actually tell me what your Hebrew name is that he calls you?
I would like to know what my Hebrew name is.
Yeah, well, once you know you've got your speed dial to God, because you can call that name and he knows who you are. Did you know that? Once you have your name, you have the speed dial to the Most High God.
Well, I think he knows my name. I'm pretty sure.
No, but I can tell you what your name is when he calls
yes.
you.
Yes, yes, I know.
Is that cool?
It is.
And I can also open up other gifts of healing, music, talents, our artistry, because I can pray with you, open up a lotus flower, these gifts, because all of us are gifted to become the bride of God, not just Deagle. I'm just one person. We all are special in His eye. I'm no more special than my little daughter with Down syndrome or little black baby is going to be aborted in 2 hours. There's nothing more special about me than any other person ever lived. He just called me to do this act.
Yes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.